When Nuri Chaveria began annual check-ins with Immigration and Customs Enforcement in 2009, she was granted stays of removal year after year. She says it was always made clear that because she had kids, one of whom with significant disabilities, and no criminal record, her deportation case was just not a priority.
But not this time. I went there June 21st, and now they said to me, I need to leave the country.
Chaveria escaped violence in Guatemala in 1993 and entered the U.S. illegally. Her request for asylum was denied, and in 1998 she got an order for voluntary deportation but did not leave. Then, according to ICE, she was given a final order of removal in 1999. 10 years after that, ICE found her in Norwalk, working full-time as a house cleaner and the mother of U.S. children. In 2010, federal immigration deferred her removal for 1 year on humanitarian grounds. Now she's checking in with ICE once a week. As she stirs uncomfortably in a chair in her lawyer's office in New Haven, Chaveria pulls her dress over an ankle bracelet worn by many people facing a final order of removal.
I feel like a criminal. It's embarrassing for me. In this hot weather, I wear pants because I don't want people.
Her voice trails off. Lawyer Glenn Formica says Chaveria's case is not unique.
Nuri's case is representative of the fact that last year, no problem getting her stay renewed, no concerns. This year, she was given the opportunity to file a stay, but was also told to have a plane ticket.
In a statement, ICE says that Chaveria is being allowed to remain free while she finalizes her departure plans and that it's monitoring her compliance. Under the Obama administration, the deportation policy became known as felons, not families. The priority was to not break up families, but to focus on removing gang members and people who presented security risks. President Trump's new immigration policy essentially eliminates those priorities. Kate Voigt is the Associate Director of Government Relations at the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
You can see in the administration's budget that this is something that they wanted to prioritize. They had requested huge increases in funding for interior enforcement. So I think we're at the beginning of seeing them try to carry out those threats.
With her youngest child seated nearby, I ask Chaveria about guardianship plans for her children if she's deported.
Not yet, nothing. They depend with me. And also they don't want to come with me in Guatemala. That's not a good place for them. It's a hard situation for me. And I'm worried about my kids.
My name is Haley Chaveria. I'm 9 years old. I'm about to go into fourth grade.
So, do you speak Spanish with your mom at home?
Well, most people in my family speak English, but we sometimes speak Spanish for my mom.
Lawyer Glenn Formica says it's just not realistic to imagine that Chaveria would put her U.S. citizen children on a plane with her back to Guatemala.
As a country, I don't think we want people just abandoning their children and leaving those children to become public responsibilities.
Volunteers with a group called Connecticut Shoreline Indivisible have amassed more than 10,000 signatures to an online petition on Chaveria's behalf. Nationally, the group stands in opposition to much of the president's agenda. If her stay is denied, Nuri Chaveria is to board a plane back to Guatemala on July 19th. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Diane Orson.